This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hundreds of people have been arrested after protests erupted in more than 60 Russian cities as supporters of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny turned out in the tens of thousands on Saturday. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Navalny had called on his supporters to take to the streets. After being arrested last weekend on his return to Moscow, the first time since being poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent in August. In central Moscow, Reuters reporters estimated at least 40,000 people gathered in one of the biggest unauthorized rallies in years. Police beat protesters with batons, bundled them into police vans. They chanted freedom for Navalny, but also Putin is a thief and disgrace. Navalny and his supporters hope the mass demonstrations will pressure the authorities to let him go. The ex-lawyer accuses Vladimir Putin of ordering his killing, which the Russian president denies.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. President Joe Biden has made his first calls to foreign leaders since taking office. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Those calls went to neighbors. Biden dialed up Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador. The Friday calls come at a strained moment for the U.S. relationship with both. Biden spoke to Trudeau after the Canadian leader publicly expressed disappointment over Biden's decision to issue an executive order halting construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, though Trudeau also said the new U.S. president is much more aligned with Canadian values. Biden's conversation with his Mexican counterpart came a week after Lopez Obrador accused the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration of fabricating drug trafficking charges against the country's former defense secretary. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. 1 year has passed since the city of Wuhan, China, announced the world's first coronavirus lockdown. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
A year ago, the bustling central Chinese industrial center of Wuhan was brought to a virtual standstill almost overnight. 1 year on, life has largely returned to normal in the city of 11 million, even as the rest of the world struggles with the spread of the virus's more contagious variants. Yao Dongyu is a Wuhan resident. The pandemic has not been eliminated yet. There's still the possibility of a re-emergence, and it's said that we should take good precautions. Efforts to vaccinate people for COVID-19 have been frustrated by limited supplies in some parts of China. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Police on Saturday used water cannon and tear gas to disperse a protest rally by India's main opposition Congress Party in the central city of Bhopal. According to the Press Trust of India, thousands of Congress Party supporters had earlier gathered to march toward the governor's residence to demand the withdrawal of new agricultural laws that have caused a long-running farmers' dispute. When the protesters started pushing barricades, police fired water cannon and tear gas and moved in with batons to try to disperse the crowd. Farmers say the new legislation passed by the Modi government will lead to the cartelization and commercialization of agriculture. Larry King, the Suspenders sporting everyman whose interviews with world leaders, movie stars, and ordinary Joes helped define American conversation for half a century, died Saturday. He was 87. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Brooklyn-born King began his career at a small Miami radio station in the late 1950s. By the early 60s, he was a local celebrity at a larger station with a newspaper column. By the late 70s, King hosted the first nationwide radio call-in show.
You're listening to The Larry King Show.
Then he got his CNN show. He told AP about his interview style in 1994.
I think you learn more through good questioning and sincere curiosity than you do through badgering. I never learned anything when I badger people.
And said the job helped his love life.
I was 23 years old, and I was filling in for the all-night guy. And a voice called me and said, I find you entrancing. And no girl had ever called me in my whole life.
King was married 8 times to 7 women, twice to the same one. Work, King once said, it's the easiest thing to do. I'm Julie Walker.
Someone in Michigan bought the winning ticket for the $1.05 billion Mega Millions jackpot, which was the third largest lottery prize in U.S. history. The Mega Millions top prize had been growing since September. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.